retirement. I'm Craig Barnwell with CB Financial, and I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. If I doubled your portfolio, that might not change your lifestyle. You'd still be you. However, if I doubled your income, that could make a significant impact on your retirement. So whether you're retired or you want to see how soon that can happen, give us a call to set up a free, no obligation visit. You can reach us at 620-208-6777. That's 620-208-6777. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial.
KVOA News time is 8:47, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time today. We're pleased to have with us Josh Donaldson, Emporia State's Director of Choral Activities, here on the KVOA Sutherland studio line.
Josh, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing good. So I'm assuming you guys have been fairly busy here as we get close to the official holiday period.
Oh, we have. It has been nonstop work since we finished our fall concert, and it was just right on to the next thing, which is our choir dinner that's coming up in a few weeks.
Well, let's talk about the choir dinner. What does this entail, Josh?
So this dinner is our theme this year is going to be a Tony Award show. So the idea is that people are coming to this event as if it's a Tony Award show where we have a red carpet for people to walk. We're going to have someone to take pictures of everyone. We have all the music is going to be Broadway themed and musical themed. And then throughout the evening, a cappella choir, which this is the choir that this event is benefiting because they're the ones going on our choir tour next spring. But they're going to be putting everything on. They are going to be all of the entertainment, but they're also going to be the waiters. They're going to be the busboys. They're going to be the servers. They're going to be the runners and the hosts. So they are completely putting this event all on themselves. And anyone who purchases a ticket will get to experience all of that, but they'll also get to have a three-course meal, which we're catering through Sodexo. They have three options of entrees, and they'll have appetizers and desserts and just some table hors d'oeuvres as well. So it'll be just a really nice long evening of entertainment and, you know, supporting the choir going to Washington next year.
Outstanding. How did the idea for this type of a fundraiser come about?
So I was kind of brainstorming of different fundraisers we could do that might be kind of different for the community. And I had heard through the grapevine that years ago the choir used to do madrigal dinners and would have like hogsheads and like a full-on like play production going on. And my background, in my undergrad, we used to do dinners every year as fundraisers. And so I've kind of modeled this one over what I have come from and my background, where the dinners take on a different theme every time they're done. So it's not always a specific theme. It's different every year. That way it keeps it fresh for the students. It also keeps it fresh for the community. The idea here is to be holding one of these every couple of years. So that's not so taxing on the students and myself in the planning area. we can have a little break every other year. So that's kind of just how it came about. I was just brainstorming, and I thought of fundraisers that I've been a part of in the past that were really successful, but also a lot of fun for everybody involved. So that's how it came about.
I would assume that the a cappella choir group, they are fully on board with this.
They are, yes, and you know it's a tight turnaround from our fall concert. So we have a total of 33 numbers for the evening.
Wow!
So it's a lot. There's going to be a lot of soloists. We have a lot of duets. We have some small ensembles, and then just a few big choral numbers. And we have a band who's going to be playing for us on one of our numbers, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And you know the students are just definitely have their work cut out for them. For this concert.
I was going to say, I mean, you're planning for the music, but you're also planning for the atmosphere. So how have these two different areas of the whole event really, how's the planning gone for this so far?
It has been, it's been an experience, I will say that. My personality type is I like to be able to control things and be in charge of it all. So actually, like, the planning of the atmosphere and how the evening's going to go has been pretty smooth for the most part, and I've kind of been in complete control. Where the stress for me comes is putting all of my faith in the students, like, especially those, because I think we have, like, 20 soloists you know, it's leaving that to them to say, all right, I'm going to trust that you are learning your music and you're going to be prepared. So, and, you know, we have some check-ins, of course. I'm not going to throw anybody onto the concert night without never ever hearing them. But that, I think, for me, is the biggest challenge, is letting go of the reins and letting the students, you know, do the majority of the work. So that, for me, is the most nerve-wracking, I would say.
Yeah. So choral experience and preparation aside, do they have to be sharpening their waiter skills too, John?
They do, yeah. So we'll have, like, the day of, we'll do some training for the students who are going to be our lead servers. Luckily, a few of them have actually already had experience in the service industry. So they're like, oh, yeah, this is like an old hat for me. I'll gladly do this. And there's a few others who are like, I've never done this, but here we go. So they have a lot of different hats they're going to be wearing that evening. So.
Well, Emporia State Choir, big choir dinner. We'll call it an event, an experience, coming up November 28th. And Josh, where will this be taking place?
So this is going to be taking place in Webb Hall in Memorial Union on campus. And tickets are pre-sale only, and the pre-sale ends on November 16th, which is next Wednesday, and they can get tickets at emporia.edu/tickets, and if anybody has any issues, they can feel free to call the music office. And the actual event takes place on November 28th, which is the Monday after Thanksgiving.
Sounds good. Josh, are we missing anything that you want out for the public here this morning?
No, I don't think so. I think that covers everything.
How much are the tickets?
Oh, yeah, I guess that might be.
That would help, yes.
So the tickets are $45, and then if you are a student at ESU, you can use your student ID number as a promo code to get $5 off.
All right, and you mentioned where the proceeds will go. Tell us just a bit quickly about the trip to Washington.
Yeah, so all of the profits are going to be going towards the students who are taking our tour to Washington, D.C. next spring. And we were invited as part of the 60th anniversary of Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. So we are going to be going to Washington, D.C. We're going to be touring all over, performing, as well as seeing the city. We'll be able to walk with the National Guard and get to lay a wreath on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in a special ceremony, and just go to a bunch of different museums and learn more about Martin Luther King's life and his impact on our country. And so that's where all the proceeds are going, to help the students pay for that trip.
All right, big event coming up November the 28th. Josh, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Josh.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, that's Josh Donaldson, who's the Director of Choral Activities, Emporia State University. The big choir dinner is going to be happening on November the 28th, but you need to get your reservations in early, November 16th.
Yeah, and I have a feeling those seats are going to be going pretty quickly with as much music and entertainment as going to be taking place. So I did want to let you know that our schedule here is just about full here for the rest of the week, and that does include tomorrow's morning show. 8 o'clock hour has the Newsmaker 2 with Messiah Lutheran Pastor Eddie Hosh talking about the Harvest Home Festival, which is coming up on the 19th, and the biweekly appearance here of Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan. Those will be 8:20 and roughly 8:45 tomorrow here on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. CB Financial. It's 855.
The 31st Annual KVOE National Teachers Hall of Fame Radio Auction is Thursday, November.